Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 16, Texts 33 through 35. Totu Girvana Rishabho Dustarad Harilokataha Ata Shriyo Brahma Shapad Abhutam Vigatasmayo. But those two gatekeepers, the best of the demigods, their beauty and luster diminished by the curse of the Brahmanas, became morose and fell from Vaikuntha, the abode of the Supreme Lord. Tada Vaikuntha Dishanat Tayor Nipatamanayo Hahakaro Mahanasid Vimanagyeshu Putrakaha. Then, as Jai and Vijay fell from the Lord's abode, a great roar of disappointment arose from all the demigods who were sitting in their splendid airplanes. Ta eva hi adhuna prapta parshada prapada hare jitair Chattara Nirvishtam Kashyapam Teja Ubanam Tadeva Yaruna Praptao Parshada Prabhadao Hare Titer Chattara Nirvishtam Kashyapam Teja Ubanam.
Brahma Tom Purto Sevijan Tata Eva Nischa Ni Sambodhita Aduna Ekhan Prapto
continued, those two principal doorkeepers of the personality of Godhead have now entered the womb of Diti, the powerful semen of Kashyapa Muni having covered them.
Thank you. নিরাংশ বেদন পরিমত আসলে ভাব কর্ম হবে। গর্ভাধানের পদ্ধতি সাবধানতার সঙ্গে অধ্যয়ন করা উচিত। এটি একটি অত্যন্ত মহান বিজ্ঞান।
Here is clear proof of how a living entity coming originally from Vaikuntha Loka. Here is clear proof of how a living entity coming originally from Vaikuntha Loka is encaged in material elements. The living entity takes shelter within the semen of a father, which is injected within the womb of a mother, and with the help of the mother's emulsified ovum, the living entity grows a particular type of body. In this connection, it is to be remembered that the mind of Kashyap Muni was not in order when he conceived the two sons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Therefore, the semen he discharged was simultaneously extremely powerful and mixed with the quality of anger. It is to be concluded that while conceiving a child, one's mind must be very sober and devotional. For this purpose, the Garbhadhan Sanskar is recommended in the Vedic scriptures. If the mind of the father is not sober, the semen discharged will not be very good. Thus, the living entity, wrapped in the matter produced from the father and mother, will be demoniac like Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. The conditions of conception are to be carefully studied. This is a very great science. Srila Prabhupada says, here is clear proof of how a living entity coming originally from Vaikuntha is encaged in material elements. And in the in a previous verse, 32, Prabhupada has argued that no one ever falls from Vaikuntha. No one ever falls from Vaikuntha. In 27, Prabhupada makes the same point. Therefore, we can understand that this is difficult to understand. Somebody will pick one quotation and wave it like a flag. Someone will pick another quotation and wave it like a flag. But just having the quotation and actually understanding are two different things. So, the subject matter of the original situation of the living entity, how he enters this material world, and so on, is a subtle topic. We'll not perfectly understand. Therefore, we simply have to be content with understanding, with hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and understanding these topics as far as possible.
श्रवण करें श्रीमद् भागवत में जितना संभव ये विषय वस्तु को जान चेष्टा करें.
Then the next point Prabhupada makes is that the consciousness at the time of the parents at the time of conception influences the consciousness of the child. On the gross platform, we know that the physical situation of the parents affects the situation of the child. For example, sometimes the mother is a drug addict and the child is born with that same kind of contamination. So it's understood that, very well understood, that the physical situation of the parents affects the physical situation of the child. What's not so well understood is how the consciousness of the parents affects the consciousness of the child. But it's a fact. We learn, for example, from the case of Pandu and Vidur and Dhritarashtra, that because of the mentality of the mothers, the children were born differently. One was born blind, one was born pale. From another point of view, it's not so difficult to understand that consciousness affects our physical situation. For example, when you're in too much anxiety, sometimes you get stomach problems or ulcers. Anxiety is a mental state, ulcers are a physical state, but one contributes to the other. When you're depressed, you lose your appetite. You don't want to eat. When you're depressed. When you're angry, your whole body gets hot, your face turns red. The consciousness brings about the physical change. And these things go on a still more subtle platform. There was a psychiatrist in America who did a review of a large body of reported cases.
America, ছিল চিকিৎসক, মানসিক চিকিৎসক, তিনি একটা অনেক শরীর গুলোকে
in which the consciousness of the mother during conception or pregnancy appeared to have an effect upon, a physical effect upon the child. More specifically, the mother would have some impression in her mind and that would affect the child. In one memorable example, there was a pregnant woman whose brother, in some accident, lost his penis. And somehow or other, the sister became curious to see the site of the wound. And she did. But then the thought came to her mind that, oh, now maybe my child will be born like that. And actually it so happens. The psychiatrist gave the statistical numbers, you know, out of how many thousands or hundreds of thousands of births is a male child born with the absence of the penis. And it was hugely statistically rare.
Absent.
No. How many births, out of how many hundreds of thousands of births, is a child born without that penis? And it hugely rare, very, very rare. So it just happened to occur in this case where the mother had that impression. So this was, of course, a very striking case, but he found many cases less dramatic but similar. Now this suggests that from scientific evidence it's indicated that the impressions in the mind of the mother during pregnancy or conception can have an effect upon the physical embodiment of the child. There was an old superstition like that, and then the doctor examined these records with the idea of disproving this superstition, and found instead, when he examined, he thought, actually there's evidence for it.
Superstition.
Is that right? Superstition means a
Under the stars,
He thought this is an old superstition, we'll disprove it, because now no one believes it anymore, and we'll get rid of it. But instead, when he examined the literature, he saw that the evidence in favor of it was strong. So, of course, this is science. Our method is more direct. We just take the information from Srimad Bhagavatam and we skip the research. The consciousness of the mother, the consciousness of the father at the time of conception will have an effect upon the nature of the child.
So, mata, pita, chetana, jana, sana, sana, jira, panthakme, garbhadana, samana, seta, santane, sarire, upar, tatmabhav.
And in this case, it so happened with the pregnancy brought about by Kashyap.
Dekhane, Kashyap, dhiti, je,
his seed was powerful, but at the same time mixed with the contamination of anger. So the sons came out as angry demons. Krodhad bhavati sam moha. Trividham narakasyedam dvaram nashanam atmanah kama krodhat tata lobha tasmade tat trayam tyage. Three gates to hell: lust, anger, and greed. So this greed is, this lust, this anger is very destructive. So Prabhupada's conclusion is that the parents at the time of conception have to take great care to have the right mentality. There was a actress, she became a little famous for some time. She was the daughter of a great American novelist. Her name was a little unusual. It was the name of a particular wine. She was given that name because that is the wine with which her parents were intoxicated at the time of her conception. This is the mentality of the materialistic parents. They'll beget a child when they're intoxicated in one way or another. Actually, there's so often the mother is drunk or the father is drunk or they're both drunk, and under those circumstances the child is conceived.
Prayakhetre dekha jay je mata nesha prasthu thake पिता माता अथवा गुरुजन माता शेष क्षेत्र संतान ग्रहण कर.
And that also, so often, because they were using contraceptives, but they were drunk, and because they were drunk, they didn't know what they were doing. So, the child was born. So it's not surprising the consciousness that we find among the people of the modern age. It shouldn't be too surprising. Jayate Varna Sankara.
Oh.
The Vedic system, therefore, is that conception should be undertaken intentionally and with a sober and devotional mind.
Vedic niyam anujayi santan grahan kara samay khub savdhan hai bhakti evam dhairye sange santan grahan kara.
Because the good population is very important for the family and for the society. So that Garbhadhan Sanskara was there. There was some particular ceremony for bringing about that mentality, that state of mind.
Vedic juge garbhana sanskar name vishesh anusthan anushtit kara hoto jatare manusher chetna va unnato bhala manusher janma lab.
One meaning of sanskar is impression.
Sanskar ekta artho hocche sanskar.
Impression means a particular state of mind.
Sanskar mane mane vishishta avastha.
Just like the vivaha sanskar.
Jeman vivaha sanskar.
Marriage ceremony.
Vivaha sanskar.
So many rituals, so much ceremony.
Anek bada bada anusthan, anek niyam kanun, anek jhamela thake.
Why? Why don't they just like shake hands or kiss one another and get started? It's to create a certain impression. Strong impression. Whether in Hindu dharma or Christian dharma or any religion, there's some system to create this impression.
Hindu dharma, Christian dharma, or jekun dharma.
This is very serious business. Great responsibility is being undertaken. We're taking very serious vows of fidelity to one another. And we want this union to be blessed in the sight of God.
আর আমরা চাই যে আমাদের নতুন দুজনের যে সঙ্গ হয়েছে তার যেন ভগবানের দ্বারা আশীর্বাদ পুষ্ট হয়।
So all of those impressions are there, that we should have a pious family life.
এই সমস্ত ইমপ্রেশন মনে মনে দেওয়া হচ্ছে তার উদ্দেশ্য হচ্ছে যে পরিবার ব্যবস্থা অনেক উন্নত মানের হবে।
Now of course things are degraded more and more and they're doing all rubbish things. In South India, for example, in some places, the custom is that in the when the marriage is going to take place, then for so many days beforehand, they'll play filmy music 24 hours a day at the house.
যেমন বর্তমানে সাউথ আফ্রিকাতে এক জায়গায় বিবাহ করার অনেকদিন আগে থেকে 24 ঘন্টা সিনেমা গান চলছে,
জোরসে, লাউড,
খুব জোরে, বড় সাউন্ড সিস্টেম দিয়ে শুরু করে সারা শোনা যাচ্ছে।
So what kind of impression used to be Vedic hymns and Brahminical activities, now how it's gone down?
এক সময় অনেকদিন ধরে বৈদিক মন্ত্র উচ্চারণ করা হতো, এভাবে অনেকদিন চলত, তার জায়গায় এখন সিনেমা গান গিয়ে এরকম অবস্থা।
Similarly, entering a new house, when I was in South India last time, someone was entering a new house, so again they were playing cinema music for to create an auspicious atmosphere for 3 days.
আর গৃহপ্রবেশের জন্য সাউথ আফ্রিকাতে অনেক জায়গায় দেখলাম গৃহপ্রবেশের সময় সিনেমা গান চালিয়ে উপরে পুরো আকাশে শব্দ ছড়িয়ে দিচ্ছে যাতে ওখানে বাতাবরণ ভালো হয়।
And that too in Udupi, a Tirthasthan. Udupi. Udupi.
Udupi. In Udupi, they have Tirthasthan.
So things have gone down. So similarly, as there are pious ceremonies to create the right impression at the time of marriage or at other times, at the time of conception, the Garbhadhan Sanskar is there to create this strong impression of sobriety and devotion. Not simply drunk, lusty. But serious. In our Krishna consciousness movement, Srila Prabhupada instructed that the grihasthas intending to have a child should chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 50 rounds. Why? Because this will purify the mind. And it means that there's a plan, there's a serious intention. Not simply that there's a sex impulse and one thing leads to another and the next thing you know the wife is pregnant. But it means that the intention is there. To have the child. and the intention is there to have purified consciousness for begetting the child. Krishna consciousness. So that the child will have the best opportunity from the very beginning of having a fortunate devotional life. So it's the grihastha ashram is very important. The brahmacharis are coming from the grihastha ashram. The vanaprasthas and sannyasis are coming from the grihastha ashram. So the grihasthas have the great responsibility for having good children. And therefore, as Srila Prabhupada explains here, they should be very careful to have purified consciousness for having good progeny. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? Jagai Madhai joined this khan also.
Jagai Madhai to
they joined this khan also. Dinahina yata chilo Harinami Uttariva. By Harinam, any Varnasankara, any Kirata, Hun, Andhra, Kulinda, Kulkata, anyone can become a devotee. Nija Sarva Shakti, all of Krishna's energy is present in Harinam. All of Krishna's energy is present in Harinam. So even the person born in the lowest situation can become a devotee of the Lord. Yadupa Shraya Shraya Shujanti, by the mercy of the devotee. But still we'd like the situation to be favorable. Even the lowest, most unfortunate person can become a devotee. So therefore, let our children all be low and unfortunate. It's like sometimes even a person from a beggar's family becomes a rich man. But generally, who becomes rich? The sons of the rich men. They inherit from their parents. They learn everything about business. Anyone can become a soldier, but so often the soldiers come from military families. Anyone can become an intellectual, but generally the intellectuals come from the families of intellectuals. Because it's an advantage. You can be born in an intellectual family and be a fool also, that's possible. You can be born in the family of policemen and be an outlaw. But the advantage is there, the opportunity is there for becoming a policeman or becoming an intellectual or becoming a devotee. Is that okay? They never went through the last gate. You went to visit the prime minister in his house. You got through the first gate, you got through the second gate, you got through the third gate, but you didn't get through the last gate, you didn't get in. Simple thing. Could you hear? Yeah, because sometimes things happen which are against the rules. Sometimes in the pious family there's a Hiranyakashipu, sometimes in the demonic family there's a Prahlad. Just like same thing, sometimes in the low class family there's a great intellectual, sometimes in the great intellectual family there's a great fool. So sometimes in the family of devotees there's a demon, and sometimes in the demonic family there's a devotee. Then it was a great tragedy for the Asuric Parivar that the devotee is born in the family. It was a great disaster for the Asuric Parivar that a bhakta was born in the family.
Quoted one story from Bhagavad Gita. He said that when Arjuna was going
It may be very difficult to preach to them. Because the parents don't want to hear from the children. Parents are thinking, we're the authorities, we know what is what. How is this kid preaching to us? Why should we listen to him? So it may be a little difficult. But there's millions of other people to preach to. You preach to them. And one thing you can do, invite them to Mayapur. And let all the other devotees preach to them.
They came to my room and other people are teaching.
They know everything, still they are doing.
Jakarna. There's a saying in English, you can lead a horse to water, but you cannot make him drink.
I have experience.
You've explained it.
I have experience.
Oh, you have experience, yeah. With horses?
Not horses, but rather.
Yeah.
We took them to water. We bowed down his neck underwater, but still not.
You can't force people, you can only offer them. Still. We do whatever we can for their good fortune. Let them hear Harinam, let them come to Mayapur, let them get the association of the devotees, let them have the books, everything. Some effect will be there. Some effect will be there. And one day, it's like trying to wake someone up. Again and again we say, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. And one sooner or later they wake up.
Anything else? Do you stop here? Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.